Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chav Dalid tells us the story with Reb Yossi Bar Oven. The Reb Yossi Bar Oven used to learn by Reb Yossi Min Yukras. One day he left him and he came to learn before Rav Ashi. One day he heard him that he was saying, Amar Shmuel Hashayla Dag Min Ayam B'Shabbos, Kaven Sheyavish by Kisela Chayev. He heard that Rav Ashi was saying that the Din Mishem Shmuel, that if someone takes a fish from the ocean on Shabbos, as soon as the fish dries up the amount of a Sela coin, he is Chayev on Shabbos. Amar Lai said to him, Vilema Mar Ubein Sampirov. So Rav Yossi Bar Oven said to Rav Ashi, why don't you modify the statement that this halacha is only applicable if the area which dries up is between the fins of the fish? Amar Leis, Rav Ashi asked Rav Yossi Bar Oven, why are you quoting this as if it's your own statement? The Leisavol Amar, Dahi Rav Yossi Ben Rav Oven Amra. Don't you know that it's Rav Yossi Ben Rav Oven who said this halacha? Amar Lei, Ananiu, he said, it is I. I am Rav Yossi Bar Oven, and I'm telling you the halacha that I hold, that in order for the Bichayev on Shabbos, the Shailat Dag Ben Ayam, it has to dry up the amount of a sela bedavka bein sampirov in between the fins of the fish. Now Rashi learns over here in Masechtas Tainus that the chiyuv of removing a fish from the ocean is because of the av malacha of netilas neshama, of killing, taking away a life. Like we learned in Masechtas Shabbos enough ayin gimel amid aleph, one of the 39 avos malachos is hashoichdai, one who slaughters an animal. And Rashi Masechtas Shabbos echoes this as well. On Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, he says, Shoyle Dag Ben Ayam, the Chiev is for Netilas Neshama. And so paskins the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, HaShoychei Chayiv, someone who slaughters an animal is Chayiv on Shabbos. The Loi Shoychei Bovad, the Rambam says, this is not only applicable to actual Shechita, Elaka Neitel Neshama, Le'echon Mikomine Chayu Behema, V'Aif, V'Dag, V'Sharetz, anyone who takes a life from an animal, from a bird, or a sheretz, or a fish, either way, he is chayiv. Lefika, the Rambam ends off, Imhela dag, misafel shalmayim. If someone removed a fish from a container of water, vihinichle achemes, chayiv. And he left it there till it died, he is chayiv. Velay achayamis, but the animal does not have to die in order for him to be chayiv. Alekeman sheyavish by kesela, bein sampir of chayiv. As long as it dried up the amount of a sela between its fins, he is chayiv, because the Rambam says, Sha'id eina yachol lichyais. Because at that point, the fish, even if it's thrown back into the ocean, it cannot survive any longer. If so, we see that both Rashi and the Rambam hold the chiv of Shoyle Dag Ben Ayam is a chiv for Netilas Neshama. However, the Yushalmi in the Masechtas Shabbos, in Periklal Gadol, on Daf Memches Amabez in the Daf Yushalmi says, Rabbanon the Kisrin Amrin, the Rabbanon from Kisri said, Hahein de Tzayid Kavra, the Choldaber Sha'atam Avdile Mechayusai, anyone who catches a fish, or any time we remove something from its source of life, Chayiv Mishum Kaitzer, one transgresses the Av Malacha of reaping. The same way one is Chayiv when he reaps produce in a field and he severs it from its life source, Hu Adin, if someone removes a fish from the water, he is chayiv for the malacha of kaitzer. And this is how the Pnei Maisha understands the Yushalmi. He says, Yechayim Mishum Kaitzer, Sha'ekeh Davar Megidulei. You're removing something from its source of where it's living. Umavdilei Mechayusai. The Pashas of the Rambam and Rashi, that they say by Shoyle Dag Min Ayam, the chayiv is for Netilas Neshama. For the fact they do not say the chayiv is for kaitzer, it is mashma that they understand that the Bavli argues with the Yushalmi in this Nekuda. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, the Bavli holds, however, when one removes fish from the ocean, he is not chayiv for the malacha of kaitzer. And this, as well, is the mahalach of the Ramban in Masechtas Shabbos on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and the Rajba as well. The Eglei Tal in Malachas Kaitzer in Eis Chavav writes, a raya that the Bavli argues with the Yushalmi on this Nekuda is from the fact that the Bavli says when one removes a fish from the ocean, he is only chayiv once it dries up the amount of a sela in between its fins, because then it has reached a point of no return, it cannot live any longer. If the Bavli would agree with the Yerushalmi that the chiyuv of Shaila Dagam and Ayam is a chiyuv because you remove something, you're a mavdil it, you separated it from its life source, if so, there should be no reason that one would have to wait until Yavish by Kesela to be chayiv. As soon as one removes the fish from the yam, he was mavdil it from its life source, and one would be chayiv right away. From the fact that the barley has this tanai, that you're only chayiv once it's Yavish by Kesela, from that itself, Zakta Egle Talas Araya, that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi on this Nekuda. The Karen Ira Mesechta Shabbos on the Akuv Zayin Amid Beis brings this Raya as well, that from here we see that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. Now the Rishayim and Mesechta Shabbos come to explain why indeed does the Bavli not agree with the Svar of the Yerushalmi that Shaila Dagam and Ayam should be Neschayiv for the Moach of Kaitzer, being mavdil something from its makam achias. The Rishayim say that the Bavli holds that kaitzer is limited only to something which actually grows from the ground. Similar to the concept that we find by the malacha of disha, when it comes to threshing, that the din is ein disha ela begedule karka. So who had in the Bavli hold as well, kitzira is limited only to something which actually grows from the ground. The Yerushalmi, however, argues at this point with the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds that since the site of the Malacha of Ketzira is being mavdil something from its makam chiyas, imkein hu adin, therefore the same thing applies with lekichas dagam and ayam, since you're removing it from its makam achiyas, there's a chiyav mishum kaitza according to the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi, in Mesechta Shabbos and Perek Klal Gadol, further on daf nun beis amid beis bedafe Yerushalmi, says that if someone milks an animal on Shabbos, he is chayiv mishum kaiser v'Shabbos, he is chayiv for the malacha of reaping on Shabbos. The Karban Eda explains, because the Yerushalmi holds, any time that you're mavdil something, you separate something from its makam chiyas, there's a chayiv mishum kaiser. However, the Bavli Masechta Shabbos, on daf tzadi heyom and aleph says, chaylev chayiv mishum mefarik. Someone who milks a cow is not chayiv for the malacha of kaiser, but rather he's chayiv for the malacha of mefarik, which is a told of dash, a told of the malacha of threshing. Because over here as well, you are separating the eichel, the chalav, from the makam where it was niskasa, the makam where the eichel was covered over. The Gilyan Hashas over there in the Yerushalmi explains that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli go l'shitasam. The Yerushalmi that holds that whenever you're mavdul something from its makam chiyas, there is a chiyah mishum kaitzer. Therefore, hu adin, for milking a cow, you're removing the chalav from its makam chiyusa. Therefore, there's a chiyav mishum kaitzer. However, the Bavli that says that chaylev is chayev only mishum mefarik is because the Bavli lishitase holds that the chiyav of kaitzer is only when your eiker davar migidulei, something which is actually growing from the ground, and you're severing it from the ground. Therefore, by chaylev as well, there is no chiyav mishum kaitzer, and the only chiyav that there is mishum dash. Now, Rashi over there in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Tzadihei explains that chaylev, the chiyav is mishum mefarik, which is a tolda of dash. Rashi over there bavarns that is to Amri, someone has said that there's a chiyav mishum kaitzer. The Rashi says, Alessa, it's not true, because since the chol is not mechubber to the animal, but rather pocket the akavikai batini hadad, kikash bitvua, but rather it's just covered over, like kash and tvua, therefore there is no chiyav mishum kaitzer. And the Gilyan Hashas over there in Yerushalmi explains what Rashi means to say is because the milk is not actually mechuber to the animal, therefore it cannot be called gidulei karka, and therefore there is no chiyav katsira. However, lefi zed is a big kasha over here, because if it's not considered gidulei karka, because it's not mechuber to the animal, if so, how come there's a chiyav a mefarik? Mefarik, we know, is a told of dash, and dash as well is a din of ein disha, ela begidulei karka. So mimanav shach, if it's not considered that the chalav is mechubber to the animal, and therefore there cannot be no chiyav for katira, if so, how could there be a chiyav of disha? We know by disha as well there's a din of ein disha, ela begidulei karka. A similar question the Mechasrinuch asks on the Rambam. The Rajba is medayik in the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam writes, someone who's haishit yaday, taich mei behema, someone who sticks his hand inside the insides of an animal, the akar avlad, and he removes the baby, chayim mishum netilas neshama, he is chayim for the malacha of netilas neshama. the loy mishum kaitzer, but he is not chayiv for the malacha of kaitzer. The Michas Chinuch asks in Malachas Kaitzer, even if we'll say that the Shitas HaRambam is kaitzer is only by gedulei karka, and therefore there is no chayiv kaitzer by something which is not gedulei karka, but the Shitas HaRambam is that an animal is considered gedulei karka. And the svara behind that is, since the animal is nizayin from the karka, therefore it's nechshav gedulei karka. And a raya that we must say that that is the Shitas HaRambam, because the Rambam Shita is ein disha ela begedulei karka, that the chiyuv for threshing is only applicable to something which is gedulei karka, and yet the Rambam paskin, someone who milks an animal on Shabbos, is chayiv for the malacha mefarik, which is a told of dash. So al karchal, the Rambam understands that it's considered disha begedulei karka. It must be because the animal is nizayin from the karka, therefore it's considered gedulei karka. If so, fektim chas chinuch, why would the Rambam not hold that when someone removes the vlad from the animal, he should be chayiv for kaitzer, because he's being kaitzer something that's gedulei karka? So the stipler Masechta Shabbos in Siman Nun wants to be machalik shat in the Rambam, and al pi the side of the stipler in the Rambam, we can answer the Divrei Rashi as well. Zok the stipler, there's a tremendous distinction between Melachas Disha, where there's a din that it needs gedulei karka, to Melachas Ketzira, where there's a din that it needs gedulei karka. The stipler says, Melachas Dash is always by something which is not anymore attached to the ground. Dahainu, what is Disha? When you thresh the Tfua, when the Tfua has already been severed from the ground, it is brought to the granary, and over there, the Tfua is threshed. Disha inherently always applies, is always done with something which grew from the ground, but is not yet still attached to the ground. Therefore, as far as Disha B'Gdulei Karka is concerned, any Balchai, which Saif Kol Saif, is Nizayin from the Karka, grows from the ground, because it's Nizayin from the ground, could be under the Tnai of Disha B'Gdulei Karka. Masha'enkin Zak the Stipler, the aside of Melachas Kaitzer, of reaping, is Dafka with something which was actually attached to the ground, and consider the act of Tzira as the act of severing it from its connection to the ground. So therefore the stipler says when it comes to Ketzira, an animal, as much as it is nizayin from the ground, but since at the end of the day it is not actually attached to the ground, so as far as the Melachas Ketzira is concerned, it does not satisfy the requirements of gedulei karka. So coming back to answer Rashi, we can answer Rashi ke'ein, the mahalach of the stipler in the Rambam. However, there's a drop of a shinoi between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi will hold that as far as Disha is concerned, milking an animal is considered disha b'gedulei karka, because since saif kol saif, the animal is nizayin from the ground, therefore, as far as gedulei karka, b'negei disha is concerned, that suffices. However, as far as ketzira is concerned, there is a little bit of a shinoi between Rashi and the Rambam, where the Rambam held that by an animal, we cannot talk about ketzira, because ketzira means dafka, something which is actually attached to the ground. Rashi held that if the chalav would be mechubar to the animal, since an animal is considered gedulei karka, that would suffice as far as being eiker davar me gedulei karka to be considered bechlal the malacha of ketzira. Rashi just says that as far as that is concerned, since the chalav is not actually mechubar to the animal, therefore it cannot be considered bechlal the malacha of ketzira. Now, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Shaul Shishuvah's Har Tzvi Arachayim Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalid talks about a very interesting question. When someone has a fish tank, which he has in his house for the night, for beauty, he has the fish swimming around, and the Metzius is he has small fish that give birth that have small eggs. Now, the Metzius is that when these small eggs come out, the larger eggs go ahead and eat up the small fish, and if they're not protected, they will be consumed. And the question that was asked was, is a mutter on Shabbos to remove the large fish out of the tank and to place them into a different kli on Shabbos and Yontif? The Har Tzvi says that it would seem to him that it should be tully in the Machlekes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi that we've been discussing. That according to the Bavli, that the issa of removing a fish from the yam, dafka needs the tnai of Yavesh Kesela, that the fish has to be dried out the amount of a sela in between its fins, because only in such a case will it die, and therefore it's considered netilas neshama. So in this scenario where you're just taking the fish out of the fish tank and right away you're throwing it into another bucket of water, it would seem that there is no concern according to the Bavli. However, according to the Yerushalmi, that the site of the Isser of Shaila Dagman Ayam is Kaitzer, the fact that you're severing something from its source of life, that itself falls under the category of reaping. If so, it should not be told in Yavesh Kesela, and therefore it would seem to be us according to the Yishalmi. However, he says, since we paskin like the Bavli, that the aside of the Isser is because of Netilas Neshama, so it seemed to be that this should be mutter to be done on Shabbos. However, he writes afterwards that though we've taken care of the concern of Netilas Neshama, but there still is a different problem, that perhaps this is Aser because of the problem of Muktza, that the fish is considered Muktza. And he says, well, maybe it should be mutter to do it Ayidei Amir La'akam. Is this considered a hafsid or not? The Prima Gavin writes in Simin Shin Tezayin that to take a fish from a Chavi Sholmayim and to place it right away into another utensil is mutter Ayidei Akam if he's concerned that the fish will die and the water will be nifsad. And therefore, the Hartzvi says we have to know, is this considered a hafsid meruba to akapanim be able to imater it Ayidei Amir La'akam? The Gemara continues there. Rav Ashi asked Rav Yaisi ben Rabbi Avin, if you are Rabbi Yaisi of Rabbi Avin, what are you doing here? Weren't you learning till now by Rabbi Yaisi in Yukras? So he replied, yes. He said, if so, why did you come to me? Why did you leave your Rabbi, Rabbi Yaisi in Yukras? So he said that a person who did not have Rachmanis on his own son and his own daughter, will he have Rachmanis on me? And the Gemara tells us the story that transpired. What was the story where he did not have Rachmanis on his own son? The Gemara tells us that one day he had workers who were hired in the field, and it was getting late, and he did not yet bring them bread to eat. So the workers said to the son of Rabbi Yisim and Yukras, we're very hungry. They were sitting under a fig tree, and Rabbi Yisim and Yukras said, to Eina, fig tree, Haitziyeh Peresayach, give out your fruits, the Yaychu Pele Abba, that my father's workers should be able to eat. The Gemara tells us that a miracle happened, and the fig tree produced fruits, and in the meanwhile, Rabbi Yisim and Yukras came back and arrived. He told the workers, please do not be upset with me. The reason why it came so late is because I was involved in a mitzvah. And they told him no reason to be concerned. They told him the whole story, how his son had produced the figs of the fig tree. At that point, Rabbi Yaisi ben Yukras turned to his son and he said, Ata hitrachta es kainecha lahaitzi te'ena periseh sholei bezmana. You were matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run this world bedarach hatava. And you were matriachim to make a nace, to bring out fruits in their improper time. Ye asif shalei bezmana, you'll be gathered in your improper time. The Gemara tells us further the story with his daughter, that he had a daughter who was exceedingly beautiful. One day he saw a man peering through a fence, taking a look at her. And he said to the man, what's going on? He said, Rebbe, if I was not zaycha to marry her, let me at least be zaycha to see her. So he turned to his daughter and he said, my daughter, you've been mitzara people. Go back to your dirt, and people should not be nichshal in Hirhura Avera because of you. Now, it's very hard to understand these stories. We're not talking about simple people, talking about great Amiroim, Tanoim. And if you'll say that over here was something improper, so why did the Gemara write this down and tell us this? It will be a question of Lashon Hara. The Das Torah, Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz, explains the Pshat in this Gemara in Dvarim Chelek Beis in Parshas Kiseitse, Daf Hey Amid Aleph in the Daf Yasefer. He says, Chalila, to think that these stories came about Mitoich Anachzarius, that he was indifferent and he did not care about his own children. He says the exact opposite is true. Rabbi Yaisi Min Yukras was a true loving father who really loved his children, Ahavam Ahava Azam Aid. Tremendous love he had for them. But because Rabbi Yaisi Min Yukras understood what is chait, and he understood what is the schar of Olam Haba, which is Nitzchias, which is for all eternity, for Netzach Nitzachim, and how this world is just a joke compared to the endless schar that a person will get in Olam Haba. He wanted his children to be zeichet to the ultimate good. And that's where these maisim were coming from. That's where this Hanhaga was coming from. And the reason why his Talmud left him was because he felt he would not be able to stand on such a level, being in the place of Rabbi Yaisim in Yukras. But Al-Kopanim Mitzad Rabbi Yaisim in Yukras, that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. Now, what the Gemara is coming to teach us, it would seem, according to Rabbi Yerucham, of course, to do actually the same type of anagar of Yesim and Yukras, that's not something which we're holding by. But still, the basic idea that a true doing good for one's child is to give him and provide him that'll turn out to a person who'll be zeicha to chayim nitzchiyim, to the world of all eternity, the eternal schar, that is true love for a child. Gemara tells us another story with Elazar Ishbirta, that whenever the Gabbai Tzedakah would see him, they would run away from him and they would hide from him. The Cholmai Dahava Gabbai Yavlehu, because whatever he would have, he would give to the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Gemara tells us one day he went up to the Shuk in order to buy an Adunya for his daughter, and the Gabbai Tzedakah saw him, Tashim Minein, they hid from him. He saw them hiding, he went running after them. And he told him, Ashbesichu, I make you swear, B'mayaskisu, tell me, what are you involved with now? They told him, we're involved now with the Yasim and the Yasima, who have no one to provide for them, for their chasana. Amalan, he said to them, Ha'avayd, I swear, She'ein Kaidim and Labiti, they have Kadima before my own daughter. He took everything that he owned, everything that he had, and he gave it to them. Pashulei Chatzuza, all that was left to him was one zuz. The Gevurah Sari over here asks a very strong question. The Gemara Masechtas Ksuvis on Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us, Amar Revila says, Ba'usha Eskinu, in Usha they were Masakin, HaMevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yoysim Echaimish. Even if someone wants to give tremendous amounts, Rashi says, to Aniyim, the din is, he's not allowed to give more than a Chaimish. If so, how is Elazar Ishbirta allowed to give away everything that he owned? Lucheri is transgressing the Takanas Usha, which says that a person is not allowed to give more than a chaimish. The Ben Yayada is bothered by this similar question, and the Ben Yayada says that Elazar Ishbirtusa was actually Bimei HaTanoim. He lived in the days of the Tanoim before the Takanas Usha. Achronim bring a riot to this, that he is the Tana, which is mentioned in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Elazar Ishbirtusa Aimer. Rabbi Elazar Ishbirtusa would say, Tenlai Mishalai, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu back that which is rightfully his. She'ata v'sholcha shalayu. Because you and everything that you own belongs to Hashem. V'chein b'David hu aymer, and so it says, a pasuk by David HaMelech, Ki mimecha akal miyadcha nasnulach. If so, he was a Noah Dairesh v'noah mekayim, and he always would say this memra, that give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything belongs to him anyways, and therefore he would give everything that he had to Tzedakah. However, the Gevurah Sari, who asks the question, he holds that the Elazar Ishbirta of our sugya was someone else, was someone from the days of the Amoraim, who lived after the Takanas Usha. And therefore he asks, how is he allowed to give away everything he owned? He's transgressing the Takanas Usha. The Gevurah Sari takes this a step further. He says, the Yishalmi in the beginning of the first parak of Peah says that there was a story with Rabbi Yeshevav. She'amar v'chilek es kol nechasav l'aniyim. He stood up and he gave away all his nechasim to the aniyim. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent him a message. Hari amru chaimesh me nechasav l'mitzvah. That the halacha is that one is supposed to give only a fifth from his nechasim to a mitzvah. Over there the Yerushalmi asks, V'Rabbi Gamliel lav kaidim takanas ushaya? Wasn't Rabbi Gamliel before takanas usha? The Yerushalmi answers, "Kachaisa halacha biyadam mishachua." Really, this halacha began from before the days of Usha. Then it was forgotten, and when they came along at Usha, they reinstituted the original takana. So, if so, even before takanas Usha, this takana was applicable, how was Elazar Ishbirtusa allowed to give away everything that he had to the aniyim? Zaktah Gevurah Sari, you cannot say perhaps he would only give to the Gabbai Tzedakah things that he actually had in his hands at that moment, but it still was not more than a fifth from his nechasim. Number one, he says, if so, why would the Gabbai Tzedakah hide from him if that was the case? And number two, from the fact that he told his daughter after the nace happened that they found out that the little tefuah that he had bought in the marketplace with the remaining zuz had increased to a tremendous amount, he told his daughter, "Ein lecha v'hen ela k'echad me'ani Yisrael." You have no more rights to it than any other of the aniyim of Klal Yisrael. So over there it's muchach. Obviously, they were aniyim. It must be he gave everything that he had to tzedakah. And if so, it is still shver the kasha. How was he allowed to be iver on takanas usha? The Gvura Sari says that if you look in the Rambam in Masechtas Peah, the Rambam writes, La yiten yaisem yichaymish imloi mimidas chasidus. One is not supposed to give away tzedakah more than a chaymish. If not, then he's doing it mimidas chasidus. According to the Rambam, it would answer this story of Elazar Ish Bir Taisa, that a person, mitaych minas chasidus, is allowed to give more than a chaymish. However, the Gvura Sari says that the words of the Rambam are really a tzarech in gadol, because the Gemara Masechtas Ksuvis on Daf Nun Amud Aleph is clearly mashma that there's an iser to give more than a chaymish. The lashon of the Takan is hamevazveis al yevazeis yaisi mechaymish. A person is not allowed to give more than a chaymish. And the Gemara Ksuvis as well on Daf Samch Zayin Amud Beis brings down a story that when Mar Ukva died, he went ahead and he was mevazveis half of his nechasim to aniyim. And over there, the Gemara asks, what about Takanas Usha? And the Gemara answers, well, Achar Misa is different. If the Rambam was correct, that Mitzah Midas Chasidus, one is allowed to give more than a Chaimish, what was the Gemara and Ksuvis' question on Mar Ukva to begin with? Elamite is Mashma, not like the Rambam. And a Tver on the Rambam from these Sugyas. And if so, how do we understand the story with Elazar Ish Bir Taisa? So the truth is that really, in the Shitas HaRambam, we really find this stira on the Rambam himself, from this that he writes in Mishnayis on Peah, to the Divrei HaRambam in the end of Hilchos Erechin. The Rambam in the very end of Hilchos Erechin writes, La'olam la'yakdish adam v'la'yachrim kol nechasav. A person should never be makdish and give away all his nechasim. V'eizu chasidus elishtos. This is not considered a derech of chasidus. This is considered foolish. El kol mafazer mamoinim v'mitzvais. Al Yefazer Yoisem Yechaimish. Anyone who wants to be Mefazer his money when it comes to mitzvahs should not give away more than a fifth. So on the one hand, we have the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Peah who says that more than a fifth is commendable, it's considered Mimidas Chasidus, and yet the Rambam himself in Sof Hilchos Erechin says this is not Chasidus, this is rather a Shtus. The Torah Zeroim on Masechtas Peah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, in Divrei HaMaskil, Gemilus Chasadim, says a most beautiful explanation to explain the Shitas HaRambam. And with the sight of what the Torah Zeroim uses to answer up the Shitas HaRambam, we could apply it as well to answer up the question of the Gvura Sari on the Anhaga of Elazar Ish Bir Taisa. The Torah Zeroim says that if you look in the Lashon HaYushalmi, Mesechtas Peah, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Amar Reish Lakish B'Shem Reb Yaisi B'Reb Chanina. Reish Lakish said, over B'Shem Reb Yaisi B'Reb Chanina. Ve'usha Nimnu She Adam Mafrish Chaymish Menechasav L'Mitzvah. In Usha they made a takana that a person should be Mafrish, a fifth of his Nechasim, L'Tzarech a Mitzvah. He says the Yerushalmi does not mention anything about the Isser of going more than a Chaymish, but rather the Lashon of Yerushalmi is Mashma, the focus of Takanas Usha is that a person should be mafresh al kapanim, a fifth of his nechasim, for a mitzvah min amuvchar. Le'idach Gisa, on the other hand, the Bavli and Ksubas on Daf Nun is mashma the exact opposite, that the Iker Takana, the focus was on the Isser Shavai, al yavazvev yaisim yichaymish, dahinu, if a person wants to give away a lot, however, he's not supposed to give away more than a fifth. The Bavli does not mention the side of the Yishalmi that there's a takana that dafka to mafresh a fifth. The Tiras Ram therefore wants to say that perhaps the Bavli and the Yishalmi do not argue with each other. That be'emes there were two separate takanas that happened in Usha. And both the Yishalmi and Bavli are talking about two different cases. The Yishalmi is talking about a case where ani comes in front of a person and he asks, Deimach Sere Asheyach Salai. Over there, the din is that a person should give l'mitzvah min amuvchar a fifth of his nechasim. And as far as this case is concerned, as far as the Yerushalmi is concerned, to give more than a fifth would be allowed. But however, he's not mechayev to give more than a fifth. He should give a fifth al kapanim l'mitzvah min amuvchar. But be'etzin the Yerushalmi holds, if he wanted to give more than a fifth, over here it would be a midas chasidus to give more than a fifth. Since the ani is here standing in front of you with his tzairich, with his need, it's kaimi aniim, therefore midas chasidus would be to give even more. Masha'enken, the din of the Bavli, of al yavadis yaisim yichaymish of takanas usha, that is an entirely different takana. That's talking about where there is no specific ani now in front of us who needs the money. Just a person by himself wants to go ahead and designate money that it should be in the yochid set aside when aniim come around, or for other mitzvahs, On that, there's a takanas usha of al yavazeh's yaisa mechaimish. A person is not allowed to give away more than a chaimish. The Torah Rome says that it's even meduik this way, because the Bavli, when it talks about the takanas usha, brings down a pasuk by Yaakov Avinu to prove this din. That Yaakov Avinu said, kol asher titen li, aser asrenu lach. Everything that you give to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will be miyachid, a chaimish, for you. That is talking about Yaakov Avinu was saying, as soon as he has money, he'll set aside a fifth l'tzarech mitzvahs. Asha'enk and the Bavli is not talking about the same case of the Yishalmi, where actual anis in front of us who needs the money. So according to this, we can answer the steer in the Rambam as well. In Perek Zayim Matnas Aniyim, in Hilchos Tzaka, where the Rambam does not bring down the Isser of giving more than a chaimish, but rather all he says is that if an ani comes in front of a person, he should mafrish a fifth l'mitzvah min amofer. That's because over there, mitzamidus chasidus, he is allowed to give more. The Rambam, therefore, does not bring down over there the lach of al yavadi zayis mechaimish, but rather he just brings down, like Yishalmi had said, that mitzvah min amofer is to give a fifth. Asha'enkin, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Erichin, is talking about a person's stamazai, is being machrim his nechasav, wants to give away his nechasim and designated for mitzvahs. On that, the Rambam writes, that is aser, that is not considered a chasidus, but rather is considered a shtus, it's considered a foolish act. According to Yisai of the Torah Zeraim, we could come back to our sugya and answer up our sugya. And in fact, it's meduyik. Our Gemara says that whenever Elazar ish birta would see the Gabbai Tztaka, he would run to them and ask them, what are they busy with? It's meduyik that the only time that he gave away all his money, when actually the Bali Tztaka were there and they were busy with something, then he would go ahead and give away all his money. However, it didn't say that whenever he met the Gabbai Tztaka, he would just give them all his money and say, just give this to whatever you will have in the future, any needs in the future. It's very meduyik like the Torah's Ram. Only after he asked the Gabbai Tztaka, what are you busy with? And it was a situation of kaimi aniyim, that the tzarech was here right now, over there he was allowed to go ahead and give away even more than a chaimish. And in fact, it's very meduyik as well in Rashi. Rashi explains in the sugya later, when he found out that his entire eitzer was full of tfuah, he says he gives away everything. Rashi says, why did he give away everything? Because he did not want to be nana from a maisa nisan. And the question is, what forced Rashi to say that that was the reason why he gave away everything? Don't we see that stamazai, the anhaga of Elazar Ishbirta, was always to give away everything he had? According to the Torah's Ram, it fits him beautifully. Because this whole hatta that he had is only in a situation when there's an actual tzairich in front of us. But over there, where he just was makdashit, designated generally for aniyim, when aniyim will have a tzairich, over there is no hatta to give away everything. And therefore, Rashi says, obviously, the pshat over here, where he gave away everything, was because of the new halacha of asali hanais nimais nisan. The Gemara told us that Elazar Ishbirta had one remaining zuz. He bought with it chiti, some wheat, and he threw it in a place to store the wheat. Asi Devisu, his wife, came, Amrla Labrate, and she said to Elazar Ishbirta's daughter, what did your father bring you? She said to her, I do not know, but I know that anything that he brought, he threw into this shed. So she went and she tried to open up the door of the shed, and she saw the entire shed was full with wheat, and it was so packed she wasn't even able to open up the door. Azul Brate Lebe Midrasha, Amrle, and she said to Elazar Ishbirta, Bayur E, Ma'aslach Ayavecha, look what the one who loves you has performed for you. And he told her, Ha'avaida, I'm giving away everything to the Aniyim, and your rights to it are only Ke'echad Me'aniyah Yisrael. And Rashi says the reason why he gave away everything was because it was a Maisa Nisim. And we've learned earlier on Daf Chaf Amabez, Im Aysim Lay Nais, Menachem Lay Mischi Yisav, Memele, it is forbidden to be Nana from a Maisa Nisim. Asks the Birchas Avram, where does it say anything on Daf Chaf Amabez that it's Aser to have pleasure from an ace? Well, Chayr the Gemara previously on Chaf Amabez merely states that it's Aser for a person to be Maimed himself, B'makim Sakana, because thereby the only way he'll be saved is through an ace, and through that it'll be Menakle Mischli Yisav. But after an ace is already performed, where does it say anything that it's Aser to go ahead and be Nana from the Maisa Nisim afterwards? The Birchas Avraham says, well, perhaps we do see a raya to this concept that Rashi says. Then the Gemara later on in the story on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, where there's a story with Ramari, brother by Shmuel, who said that he was standing by Nahar Papa, and he saw angels who had the appearance of sailors. They were bringing things, and they were making it into flour. Everyone came to buy, and he said, don't buy from here, because it's a Maista Nisim. So from there we see this concept that it's asr to be nene from Maista Nisim as well. The emes is that there's really a bit of a stira between the two Rashis. Rashi on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in this story with the Lazar Ishbirta, says, asr lehanais mi Maista Nisim. The reason why he gave everything away was because it is forbidden to be nene from Maisa Nisim. However, Rashi on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, by the story of the ship, does not write that it's forbidden to be nene from Maisa Nisim, but rather Rashi says, with that which is efshar l'hisrachik from Maisa Nes, is yaiser tai v'nachain, it is better to stay away from something which is Maisa Nisim, not to take pleasure from it, which is mashmet, there is no real isser involved. It's just a question of better to stay away. So we have a stira between the two Rashis. Is there an Isser to be Nanami Maisa Nisim? Or is it just an Inyan to stay away from it? The Mitzvah's Eson is also bothered by this question. He brings down Mishnah the Metzudas David, a Teretz, to answer the stira between the two Rashis. And he says, when we're talking about a Yachid, an individual, over there there's an actual Isser to be Nene from a Maisa Nisim, and therefore by the story with Elazar Ishbirta, where there was a nace that happened to an individual, therefore he said that one cannot be nana from it because there's a true iser. However, the Sigyon Chavdal on the base is talking about that the entire Tzibur was coming to be able to buy Tfua, and a nace was performed by these angels who turned the stuff into Tfua. Over there, there's just an Inyan Leharchik to stay away from a mice and nace, but there is no real iser involved. According to the Mahalach of the Metzudas David, we can answer a question that the Achrayim ask. The Achrayim ask a question, if indeed there's an Isser to be Nene from a Maisa Nisim, so how is Klal Yisrael allowed to be Nene from the mum that fell every day in the desert, and then Be'eri Shel Miriam, these were all Nisim, and after all, Asur Lehanais be Maisa Nisim. According, however, to the approach of the Metzudas David, it's Miyoshev. That since he says that when it comes to a tzibur, me'ikar ad-din, there is no iser, it's just better to stay away from it when possible. Over there was a situation where that was the only food they had, and therefore there was no problem for the tzibur to be nana from the nisim. There's an interesting tshuva from Ramesha and Igris Maisha Arachayim Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, where he brings a raya from Ar Suya Benegeya Halachul Maisa. The question that was asked to Ramesha was, is it right for a person to buy a life insurance policy? And is it a chesaron and bitachin if he goes in and buys one? So Ramesha writes, as far as the issue of bitachin, he says it's not any different than any mischar that a person does, any type of business that a person engages in, which is not a chesaron and bitachin. On the one hand, he understands that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afil hachi HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person that a person is obligated to do some sort of ishtadlis. If anything Ramesha says over here, we would say that there's an Isser to be Samech on an ace. And it's Asa to be Nen, I mean, Maisa Nisim. Like he says, like the Gemara in Taina says on Daf Chav Dalet. So he says, Adarabba, with this it'll purchase a life insurance policy, and Al Pitela, his wife and children, will be able to be supported. That is the proper thing to do. That's what's right to do, as opposed to not buying a life insurance policy and just being Samech on an ace, that somehow things will be provided for his family in case that he dies. And he says, like we see in the Gemara, that it's asr to be nene from Maisa Nisim, and it's asr for a person to be Simech on the Nes. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiu was Geizer Atainis, Boi Rachami V'loy Asamitra. He davened that rain should come, and rain did not fall. Amar, he said, Kama Ika Mishmuel Haramasi Li Yehuda Ben Gamliel. Look at the difference between Shmuel Haramasi and Yehuda Ben Gamliel, which was referring to himself, where Shmuel HaRamasi was answered when he asked for rain, and I was not. What was to the generation that ended up with such a situation where I'm the head over here of the Dar, and my tefillahs are not able to bring the rain? Chalish Daite, the Gemara says, he had Chalisha Sadas, Va'asa Mitra, and the rain began to fall. This is very understandable based on what the Gemara Sari writes, in Divrei Amaschul, V'haya Me'enei Ha'eda. The Gemara Sari says that Kishanim come al yedei people who have the Midah of Anivus. And therefore this fits in very well, that when Yehuda ben Gamliel was Chal Shadaite, when he was humbled, and that schus, the rain, began to fall. The Gemara tells us further another story with Dvei Nasiya, Gazer Tanisa Velei Dehinu, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. The house of the Nasi was Gazer Tainis, and they did not inform Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish about it. Litzafrei Dehinu, in the morning of the Tainis itself, they sent a message to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish that we were Gazer Tainis for today. Reish Lakish turned to Rav Yochanan and he asked him, Halei Kabilna Lameorta, we did not accept upon ourselves the Tainis from the day before. And L'chaira, Reish Lakish seems to have been asking Rav Yochanan, we should not be obligated to fast. Amalei Rav Yochanan replied to Reish Lakish, Anan Basrayu Gariran, we are Nigra after what the Nasi does, and therefore we do have it as if we were Mekabel the Tainis. The Gvura Sari, however, writes that we cannot explain the Gemara that Reish Lakish was telling Rav Yochanan that they should not have an obligation to fast because of the fact that they were not Mekabel Tainis Miba'era from the night before. Because though that is true, the Gemara says previously in the first parak of Tainis that any Tainis we are not Mekabel Mibayayim the day before did not have a shame Tainis. He says, however, this cannot be any worse from that which you learned as well in the first parak, that a Ahaylech Mimakim She'en Mis'anin L'makim She'mis'anin. If someone travels from a city where they're not fasting to a city where they are fasting, the din is Naisin Alav Chumrei Makim She'halach Misham. We put on him all the chumras of the place where he comes from, and the chumras of the place that he goes to. And since in the place where he's going to, they're fasting, he's mechleiv to fast with them. Kol shekein, zok tegvura sari, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who were living in this place itself where the tzibur is fasting, most definitely would have to fast al tzalacha of when you go to a place, you're mechleiv to go with the chumras of the place that you're in. Rather, the Gvura Sari explains that what Reish Lakish meant to ask Rav Yochanan was that since we were not mekabel the tainis upon ourselves the day before, granted we must fast because we have the chumras of the place that we came to, but perhaps that's not enough to say that we should say the actual tefillah of tainis, which is said when a person is fasting a regular fast. And he says perhaps the whole halacha when you go from a place she'ein mis'anin L'makim shemis anin, perhaps that is only applicable as far as fasting is concerned, but perhaps in that case as well, one does not go ahead and say the special tefillah satainis. On that, Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish basrayu gariran, since we are nigrar after the house of the Nasi, it's as if we ourselves were makabel the tainis min bayayim, and therefore we have to be mispalel the tefillah satainis as well. Or the Gvura Sari says, an alternative approach to explain what Reish Lakish meant to ask is, that he meant to say that since even Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who were the Gedalei Adar, were not informed about this fast, so Kol Shekein Mistama, the house of the Nasi, did not tell anybody in the city, who were even less chashev than Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And therefore, since no one in the city was Mekabel the Tainis, and therefore it should not be considered like a Makom Shemis Anin, and perhaps they should not have to fast at all. On that as well, Gvura Sari says, Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish that since the house of the Nasi was Mekabel Tainis, therefore everyone is Nigrar after the Nasi, and it's as if the entire Tzibor was Mekabel Tainis, and therefore they are obligated to fast. The Gemara further tells the story that Rabbi Gazer Tanisa Veloya Samitra, Rabbi was Gazer a Tainis and rain did not come. Nachis Kamei Ilfa V'Amrila Rabbi Ilfi Amar Mashava Ruach V'Nashazika, he said Mashava Ruach, and the wind began to blow. Mayrin Ageshem Vasa Mitra, he began to say Mayrin Ageshem, and the rain began to fall. The Tehillah Yaina says from here would be Mashma, that Mashva Ruach and Mayrin Ageshem is like a bakasha, is like a request that it should rain and it should blow the wind. However, he says that's impossible to say, because previously in Masechtas Tainis on Daf Bezam and Aleph, it's Mashma, that Mashva Ruach is a Shvach and it's not a bakasha. And he has another question. We cannot say that Mashva Ruach Umar Nageshem is a bakasha, because after all, the din is that Ein Shailim Begimel Brachas Rishinus. The first three brachas of Shemayna Esrei are set aside as Shvach, and one is not supposed to ask a personal bakasha. So the Tehillah Yaina explains that Bevadai Mashva Ruach Umar Nageshem is a Shvach, and it's not a bakasha. However, when he said Mashva Ruach Umar Nageshem, he had Kavana that with this, the rain should fall, and there's a kayach in these words to bring down the rain and to cause the wind to blow. He brings down over there that it so is brought down with shame de gra, that someone who, Rachmana Litzlan, has in his household on Shabbos, a chayla, someone who is sick, and we know on Shabbos there is no bracha of Rafa'inu, the person instead should be mechavin when he says, v'reifei chaylem, during the Shvach on Shemen Esrei, we'd say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is reifei chaylem, he should be mechavin to the refuah of the chaylem. And even though it's a doing a bakasha with Simon Shabbos, but since it's a chaluk of the Gimel Brachas Rishinus, and he's not mefurish asking for Reifei Chaylem, he's just praising Hashem that he's a Reifei Chaylem and having in mind that Hashem should send a refuah to his son, so therefore there's no issue of a kashus on Shabbos. However, it's kedai to point out that in the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfila from Rav Shamshin Pinkas Atzal, he writes in his Hagdama that since Be'ikr, the words of Reifei Chaylem Mater Asurim that are said in the Gimel Brachas Rishinus are really there to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should never lose sight of the fact that when he says Reifei Chaylem, he shouldn't just merely have in mind Hashem be Merapa, the Chayla that's in his house, but rather he should be Mechavin Reifei Chaylem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this tremendous Maila, that he's Reifei Chaylem, be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that Maila, and then as well he can have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well with his great Rachmanes, should be Merapa, the Chayla. So the Gemara says that Rebbe asked this Rebbe Ilfa, my Aivdach, what is it that you do that you have this great, great merit that the rain began to fall as soon as you said Mashavu Ruach Umayra Geshem? Amale, he replied to him, that Yarna Bekusta Dechika Deles Bechamra Lekidusha Vavdalta. I live in a city which all the people in the city are extremely poor, and they have no money to buy wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, and therefore Tarachna V'asina Chamra L'kidusha V'avdalta, I matriach myself and I bring wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, U'mafkinu lui Yidecha V'sayu, and I'm mighty everyone in the city with the Kiddush. And the Shalos Shuvus Mishkenes Yaakov and Simon Tzadivav brings a ray from this sugya that you see that me'ikar ad-din you could be yaitse the chayvas Kiddush even not b'makim suda. Because in this case, the people all would be going home, eating in their houses. And Afiluhaki, he was able to mighty them with the Kiddush. And that is the Shita Rabbeinu Yaina, brought in the Rosh and Perek Arvei Pesachim as well. And the Alpidus Yisai, the Mishkenes Yaakov, answers the Minhag in some shuls, that even today they make Kiddush in the shul, even though it's not the Makim Suda, because Me'ikar Adin, one could be yaitze Kiddush, even Shalai B'Makim Suda. The Gemara tells us further that Rabba was Geizer Atainis and Vayrachami Veloy Asamitra. He said to him, but Rabbi Yehuda, when he would be Geizer Atainis, it used to rain. So Rabba said back, what should we do? Is it because of the learning? It cannot be that they were bigger in learning than us. We are greater than them in learning. The Bishneid of Rabbi Yehuda, because in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Tenuye Ben Ezekin Havi, all their learning was focused on Seydin Ezekin. Anan Kamaslina Meshita Sidarin. We learn all Shisha Starim. So it cannot be that in learning they are greater than us. So now, the Yavitz points out a fascinating pshat. The Gemara in Bava Kama on the Lamed Amud Beis brings down three opinions. Someone who wants to be a chassid, what should he do? One opinion is that he should be Isaac and Mili, the Avais, should be Isaac and then Yonim, which it mentions in Pirkei Avais. One opinion is he should be Isaac and Mili, the Brachais. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a person should be Isaac ben Mili din Hazaken. Should be Isaac the halachas that pertain to Hazakus. So the Yavit says, perhaps this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei will hold that a person wants to be a chassid should be Isaac and Mili din Hazaken. So therefore, when he had a question of what to focus on, his main focus was dafka on Seyd din Hazaken. I once heard a beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Evan mo'asu abayinim, Haisa l'reish pina, the stone that the people were mayas in, that they despised, really became the center stone, the cornerstone of the entire edifice. I once heard of pshat that if you take the word Evan, the Aleph could stand for Avais, the Beis stands for Brachais, and the Nun stands for Nizakin. And what the Pasuk means to symbolize is Evan mo'asu abayinim. The Gemara teaches us the three ways a person to become a chassid is either mili de avais, the aleph, mili de brachis, the beis, or mili de nezakin, the nun. Evan mo'asu abayinim, however in the world, people are mayas in it. In the general world, this is not something which is looked up at. However, haisa l'reish pina, really it is the cornerstone of a person, of becoming a proper person. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Rava says, though we are bigger in learning, however, Rabbi Yehuda, when we remove one of his shoes, immediately it will begin to rain. However, we scream the whole day, Valeka the Ashkachban, and no one listens to us. Rava said, Imishim Uvda, is it because something lacking in our actions? Ika the Chazam, Yulema, someone knows something about that, they should tell us. But Rava came to the conclusion that the reason why this is so is because what should the Gedolei HaAdar do? She'ein Doiran Doimayafa, when their generation is not holding on the proper level. It's interesting to note that a very similar Gemara we find in the third parak of Brachas, that Abayi says over there, how come the original generations, earlier generations, had Nisim happen to them, and it does not happen to us? It cannot be because in learning we are any less than them. If anything, we are greater than them in learning. And Abaye had come to the conclusion the reason must be because the original generations were Meiser Nefesh, Akadushas Hashem, as opposed to us. The Gvuras Ari writes that it must be that Rabba knew himself that he is on this level of being Meiser Nefesh, Akadushas Hashem. And therefore, Rabba came to the conclusion that it cannot be because of that, but rather it must be because the Dar is not Daima Yafa, the generation is not on the proper level to be Zaycha to the rank. And the Gemara tells us a story that once when there was a Rav in the land, Rabbi Yehuda removed one of his shoes and it began to rain. And when he was about to remove the other shoe, Eliyahu came and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not remove another shoe. If you remove another shoe, I will destroy the world. And the Karen Ira understands this to mean that he would have brought so much rain that it would have caused a marvel in the world. However, the Karen Ira's pshat is a little bit hard to understand, because the Gemara in Zvachim teaches us that when it came the time of Matan Torah, so the Umas Ha'olam were scared. They heard thunder and lightning that perhaps a marvel would come on the world. And they came running to Bilam, and Bilam said that no reason for concern. There will be no more marvel because the Kadosh Baruch already had made a shvua to Nayach that there will be no marvel that comes anymore to the world. So if so, the Karen Ira is Ha'ar on the pshat of the Karen Ira, the Gemara can't mean it'll be Nechrav through a Mabel, because the Kadosh Baruch already has made a Shvua, it will not bring a Mabel anymore. The Gemara tells us a story with Reb Chanina ben Daisa that he was traveling on the road and it began to rain, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch, the entire world is Benachas, and Chanina is Bitzar, and the rain stopped. When he got home, he told Hashem, Ribbono Shel, the whole world now is Bitzar, because they have fields. The Chanina Benachas, I'm the only one without any concern. Asa Mitra began to rain again. Rabbi Yosef commented, after seeing this great power of the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, that he stopped entire rainfall when he was on the road, what was the power of the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol would daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not accept the tefillah of the Ivei Drachim when they daven that the rain should stop? Against Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, there was no match. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa had such a kayach tefillah. The Tanan, like the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah Yuma, he would daven a small tefillah, the Beis Achitzain, and a chelik of the tefillah was that it should be a year full of rain. The tefillah of the passerbyers should not come before you. Now, a chelik of the tefillah as well, Rav Achavrei the Rava says, was le'yadi avid shultim in the Beis Yehuda, va'al yu amcha Yisrael tichum l'sparnei zemizeh, ve'loy la'am acher, that the Memshalah of Beis Yehuda, of David HaMelech, should always remain in Klal Yisrael. The Karen Ira explains that the connection over here between the Aliyu Amcha Yisrael Tichum L'Sparnes Zemi Zeh and Le'adi Avid Shultim Beis Yehuda is as follows. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos teaches us that every morning Klal Yisrael would go in, the Chachmei Yisrael would go in to David HaMelech and ask, how could Klal Yisrael have Parnassah? Now that David HaMelech would give his answer, they should go out and they should vanquish lands. The Karen Ira explains that the Kayach of Parnassah to Klal Yisrael came through David HaMelech because at midnight he would wake up and be Isaac and Tyre until the early morning, and through that Kayach Parnassah came to Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Karen Ira says today that we do not have Malchus based David anymore. That's why the world is severely lacking in the Yanim of Parnassah. And the Karen Ira points at another point. And we see that on the Yom Kippur itself, when the Kohen Gadol was leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he was davening such a short tefillah, and yet his focus was that Klal Yisrael should have Parnassah. The reason being is that without Parnassah, a person cannot properly serve Hashem, and therefore that was a focus of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur itself.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.